Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
10 o'clock hour, open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When the auto attendant answers, just bypass that message by pressing 1, and that'll put you right in the studio. Text questions can be sent to 411-923 and email info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've got all of our air conditioning questions cleared from last hour when Richard was in. And one thing that I wanted to elaborate on, but I don't want to cut into Richard's time when you're screening your contractor, he had mentioned Google reviews. And we agree that reviews are a big part of how people purchase and shop for services.
We just like real reviews.
Right. And, you know, anybody could post a review to that platform and multiple other platforms. Sometimes they're real. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes it's you get all your family members writing positive reviews for you to boost it. Sometimes your competitor can get on there and write bad review that never happened. I can't tell you how many times at our office we get somebody that calls and said, I've got a problem with one of your contractors. Okay, who is it? And they tell us, same like, there, you didn't get their name from us. You can look on our website. You can check the Wayback Machine online. They have never been associated with Rosie on the House. So I don't know if that was some line they sold you that they were partners and you didn't verify. We have had that happen, and they're really not. Our list is constantly updated and accurate at rosieonthehouse.com. But the review service we use is the Guild Quality because they verify that this contractor did work for this homeowner, and there is an open form where somebody could put comments and put, you know, you select your star rating from 1 to 5. But it also takes it the next step. There's 10 different areas, and it's you can have it customized, but for the contractor, because not every category will apply, but they'll say, how was the price comparison? How was their cleanliness? How was their operations? How knowledgeable was their staff? How good was the quality of workmanship? So it's a review on steroids, and it's verified that this was a real person and this was done by this contractor that you're looking to bring into your home. So when you're looking at all the different factors, that's a very, very powerful tool. And what we have found, we used to do a lot of the reviews in-house. The benefit of outsourcing it, we can't manipulate anything that says. You know, you can search online about stories about people that pay and all of a sudden all these bad reviews are gone. And
that's what chaps me. That really chaps, you know, me. That's not a referral service. Don't give me stories.
We can't touch the reviews and the content that's on the Guild Quality. The widget puts all the reviews right on their partner page. We can't touch it, and it's all still 5-star. So it's a separation of church and state verifying. This is real, and these guys are that quality.
I finally met someone someone called me for a remodel, North Central Phoenix, and we were talking about what they wanted done. And so I brought up who are you looking at? What review services are you using? And it was a young man. And he says, I don't use any review services because I don't believe anything that's on any of them. I found that very encouraging.
Yeah, well, that's why we use the Guild Quality. It's verified. Our top article at rosieonthehouse.com this week was 10 things to consider before piling storage in your attic. And we've got 10 considerations in that article that you can go on and review so you don't end up like, you know, watching reel-to-reel home videos while you're freezing in the attic. We had 2 testimonials on super cooling that we've updated to our super cooling page this week. Mm-hmm. And I got a text message from somebody showing me their APS newsletter, now teaching people how to super cool. Brad from Integrity AC sent that to me. He's like, look, they're finally teaching it.
Yeah, they are.
And then Belgard has got a great giveaway right now in honor of National Grilling Month. They're giving away the Bordeaux Series Grill Island Kit. A 12-month subscription to Omaha Steaks. So we've put that on their partner page the link, because it's a long link to try and
invite me over when those are ready.
Man, yeah, baby.
So I thought, as being part of every Arizona homeowner's best friend, we should probably let you know you've got a chance to win a very nice barbecue island for your outdoor living space.
You've heard monsoon season's coming, baby.
You've heard us allude to it a few times that we are hoping that monsoon, and with monsoon comes lightning, and with lightning comes lightning busters to protect your home, castle, or cabin. Good morning, Mr. Ross.
Good morning.
I wonder if where you live, I know where your house is, could you look south and see lightning down around Interstate 8 last night?
Sure did. Yep.
Talk about lightning. A million volts. Delivered in an area the diameter of your thumb.
Yep, it's the heat from the lightning is twice the surface of the sun.
Oh,
and there's before the lightning hits, it's called a corona. What lightning does, it looks for a ground. When it sees the ground, it draws down into the ground, and that's when people's houses get hit. It goes to the path of least resistance.
And there's a very simple solution that is a one-time install and virtually no maintenance.
No maintenance, and it'll last forever. They're air terminals. Either we use aluminum or copper, and we put the air terminals up. They're only 12 inches high, so they're not that noticeable. And we put them 20 feet apart, and then we run a special copper or aluminum wire, and we run that into the ground, probably in several different places. So when the lightning, it's called a corona, when the lightning goes down, it's looking for ground. That's the corona. Then it goes right back up, and then the lightning follows that corona down. So it'll hit the air terminal. The air terminal will discharge it into the ground, and you're good.
I think people are surprised how far lightning will travel horizontally.
Yeah, it will, and you know again, a lot of people don't realize that. Well, you know, my house never got hit by lightning. Well, you never got hit by a car, or your house never blew up either. But there is a chance, and actually, Arizona is number two in the country for lightning strikes. Florida is number one, and Arizona is number two.
Wow, I remember one time we had Bob on. And a homeowner from Cave Creek called and said they were in the house when the lightning struck, and just what sounded like a freight train coming through their house, and the damage that did.
We did a job, and I don't even want to say where, but this guy got hit five times by lightning.
Wow.
And the last time when we went there, it blew out his whole main electrical panel and started part of his garage on fire.
And what makes these air terminals so efficient is the you've got these 12-foot grounding rods that are put in the ground. And like Bob said, the lightning is drawing up from the ground. So as it's pulling electricity, it pulls it up these grounding rods that are connected to the aluminum or cable line that's connected to the air terminal. So it's just using nature to protect your home.
Yep. That lightning is always looking for the path of least resistance. So, you know, that's what we do. The path is really easy. You got the ground rods in the ground, you got the braided cable coming up, and you have the air terminal. So when it comes down, it sees that that's the easiest path to ground, so it just keeps coming and discharges in the ground and saves your house.
The other thing I like about lightning protection is the cone of protection. Should you have livestock, horses, dogs in the yard, you've got a cone of protection over the whole property.
Yeah, what you do is you go up to the height. If your house, if the air terminal is up 30 feet, you can go out 60 feet and draw a 45 degree angle up, and anything in that is in the cone of protection. It also takes away the, it's called the corona, it takes away the static electricity. So it makes animals and horses more calm because they can feel that corona. And by the air terminals taking the corona away, the animals are relaxed.
Bob, give us your phone number real quick if people wanted to research the idea of lightning protecting their property.
480-229-2646.
And you can find them in the lightning and surge protection at rosieonthehouse.com. And we're going to have you back in a couple weeks talking about surge protection. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
Lightning Busters, the one-time install, the best insurance policy you could write on your house. Lightning and surge protection. And the more rooftops we put out there, the more houses are going to get hit by lightning. But the other great news we have.
Staycations are back.
Well, we brought our staycations back. Last week, we talked to the owners of the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast, and this time we're talking to the person that got to go there on the Rosie on the House Arizona staycation from Sanderson Ford. Trey Colburn, how are you doing this morning?
Excellent, excellent.
I heard you had a blast. That was the word that Lance gave me.
I would explain it that way for sure. the grounds there at Heritage Inn are absolutely beautiful. And the hosts there, kindest people. They've been out there, I think, for 11 years. So they definitely know the history of the area and things that are going on. Those people in Snowflake and Taylor are absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's Craig and Joanne at the Heritage Inn. Did you notice Joanne's accent from Texas, by the way?
Yeah, I think it's in England.
She's from England originally, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you did go to Sanderson Ford, and what kind of car did you pick up?
They set us up with a Ford Edge, which I was a little skeptical at first. I was really hoping for that convertible Mustang.
Everyone says actually... that. Everyone says, where's the convertible Mustang there, John Pratt?
No, John was amazing. I'm a veteran, and he definitely was willing to help support veterans in any way he could. And they set me up with a Ford Edge that was actually really awesome. It was peppy. It handled well. And the best part was that it was able to lug around some gear.
That's great. And thank you for your service, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And so what did you do since some of the 4th of July festivities didn't happen? What did you do?
You know, we just enjoyed the grounds there at the Heritage Inn. It was such a beautiful place to sit and relax. We got three little kids, and we did not bring them with us. So
good.
It was kind of weird to just have quiet and have these conversations. So that was fun. But then... up in that area, Taylor and Snowflake, it's a beautiful country. There's a town just down away from there that, I mean, you drive through it and you think you're in the Prairie Homestead. It's like green grass everywhere, cows, sheep, and then we took a few other small drives and just kind of enjoyed our time relaxing at the Heritage Inn.
I tell everyone, when you think Arizona, it's all desert, but that's not true. You've got high country, you've got prairie land. There's a whole lot of different landscapes in Arizona to enjoy.
In fact, I think the seven different ecozones that are identified were created here in Arizona. Get everything from like Sonoran Desert all the way up to Alpine.
I believe that's correct. We'll check with Rosie. Yeah. He knows all of this stuff. Congratulations. I'm glad you enjoyed your Rosie on the House staycation. We've got another one coming up for everyone else who would like to enter. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, look under the staycation tab, and enter like Trey Colburn did. Trey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys.